Amen. If you have your Bible, 2 Peter chapter number 1. 2 Peter chapter number 1, verse number 1. The Bible says, if you want to stand on to reading the words of God. But I said, Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ, grace and peace be multitude unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, but that he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall never fall. I want to preach on this thought this morning, without a doubt. Amen? Without a doubt. As we look today and we see this, and as Peter's writing here, we know it's Peter because he said, Simon Peter, servant of the apostle Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, Peter wasn't just an apostle. He was a servant of Jesus Christ. Peter was like Paul. He was a servant. Not because he had to be, but because he wanted to be a servant of God. Amen. I'll tell you today, we ought to be a servant of God, not because we have to, but because we want to. I want to say even beyond that, because we get to. It's a privilege and honor to serve the Lord. It's a privilege and honor to walk with Him, to talk with Him, be led of Him in this day and hour we live. As it's already been said, there's darkness all around us, but I'm glad there's a marvelous light, and it's the light of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Darkness is overshadowing us everywhere. The trials and the temptation of this world, they're all around us, but there's a God of heaven, and His name's Jesus, and He come to take away the darkness, and that we might be able to receive and perceive the marvelous light of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Praise God. He said, well, who did He come to? Peter says here that He come to those of like precious faith. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. To those that have obtained like precious faith. He said, those that's got a hold of Jesus, praise God, because He first got a hold of us. Ain't you glad for that day, that night, that morning, that evening, when Jesus Christ, the Lord, praise God, convicted your heart through the Holy Spirit, showed you as an old lost sinner, praise God, deserving of hell, going to hell. But praise God, I'm glad Jesus said you don't have to. Jesus came and died for your sins on the cross of Calvary, shed His blood. Amen. He was that ultimate sacrifice that come and lived and loved and died for your sins and mine, and He got up victorious on that third day. Glory, hallelujah. That stone was rolled away, not so He could get out, but so we could see in that the Savior is risen. He got up, praise God, victorious over death and the grave, so that we could rise up in the newness of life, knowing, praise God, that when, listen to me, youngins, when we put our faith and trust in Him, you don't have to worry about dying no more. Praise God, and God will help you to live a life that's pleasing to Him. We ought to be looking past death's door today and looking to that glorious city that's a setting on a hill, and place that Jesus has gone to prepare for them, that's prepared for that place. He said, I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go prepare a place for you, He said, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, and where I am, there you may be also. Glory, hallelujah. I'm looking for a soon coming Savior. But children, we need to be getting, God bless your sweetheart, we need to be getting ready to go home. Amen. There's deception all over this world, trying to draw us in, make us think this is all there is. But He said to those of us that's obtained a like precious faith. Now, how do we retain it? We come through the door. Amen. The door, what is the door? Jesus is the door. He said, He goes on, He says, He said that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. It's because of His righteousness that we've been set free. Because of His righteousness, that door has been opened. Because of His righteousness, that stone's been rolled away. Praise God. And we have the liberty to look inside into the grace and the mercy of God. I'm glad we have grace and mercy this morning, ain't you? But not only is that grace and mercy, that grace and peace. Amen. He's grace and peace. He says in verse 2, he says, grace and peace be multiplied unto you. He says, grace, that's God's righteousness at Christ's expense. That's that unmerited favor that we don't do anything to deserve. We don't deserve the grace of God. But he said, because God loved us, praise God, he multiplies. Ain't you glad, praise God? I preached a message one time on the mathematics of mathematics of salvation. Amen. And how God adds to it, but praise God, He don't only add, He multiplies. Amen. His grace and His mercy, His peace. Peace. Jesus said, we live out of here, He said, my peace I give unto you. His peace is a gift from God. Grace is a gift from God. And we take it on faith because we realize that Jesus gave it to us. He promised it to us. And if we take it on faith that it's there for us, amen, and we receive it unto ourselves, He said, those are the ones that have obtained that. In order to obtain it, Brother Bill, you've got to get out, you got to reach out and get a hold of it. You got to take it, pull it unto yourself, and make it yours. Amen. You can't say you've obtained a new car, praise God, if you ain't went down to the dealership and picked it up. Amen. It sat down there for years and never be yours. Praise God, you go down there to the dealership, praise God, and you get it, and you bring it home. You won't go bring it home while it's new, praise God, while it still has that new car smell. Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen, what are you saying, Pastor Jeff? I said, what we're going to do is go ahead and just get a hold of God right now. Just draw him under self, praise God, why it's got that new child smell. Amen. Why you still smell good before you get all covered up with sin that so easy defiles us, and just ask God just to help us and just obtain, just get a hold of the righteousness of God. That's just what's right in the eyes of a holy God. Amen. And we have that grace and peace. And that grace and peace, that grace and peace, is, he said, be multiplied to you through the knowledge of God and Jesus our Lord. He said, according to His divine power hath given unto us all things. He said, so we get grace and peace, praise God. He said, then we have it's because of that divine power. It's no power within us, praise God, that gives us the blessed hope that we have. The power within us causes us to sin and go the wrong way. Hello? I said, the power in you, the power in me, is that power that causes us to go off in the wrong direction. It causes us to go off and go down that old broad road that leads to destruction. He said, praise God, that power of God through grace and peace. Amen. It's multiplied. And when we get to know God and we get to know the Savior, glory, hallelujah, the divine power of God comes upon us. I said, it comes upon us. It comes to where you're at. And you can't do those things you used to because God won't let you. Praise God, He keeps you from the things of the past and get your mind focused on the things of the future, Brother John, so that we can see the goodness of God and we can recognize that they, hey, glory, hallelujah, there's better things ahead for you and me. These things, praise God, that's so precious. Promises of God that He's given us. Praise His holy name. He said, a divine power from God. He said, it's given. Amen. Ain't you glad God ain't greedy? God passes out in a liberal fashion to those who will receive. You know what's wrong with us? We won't receive it. We hear it, but we won't believe it. Hello? We say, it amazes me how people say, well, preacher, that's for somebody else. Amen. Yes, for somebody else, because you're too stinking hard-headed to listen. Amen. But if we'll get back, we'll get past ourselves and our flesh and the lust thereof. Praise God, we begin to listen to God. We realize that every message comes from the throne of grace. It's for me and you. Me and you. Amen. Us that help our heart, praise God. So without a doubt, we'll be empowered by God. Amen. According to His divine power, hath given unto us all things. Amen. All things. Not just a few things. But all things that pertaineth unto life and godliness. Amen? To live life. If you live, listen, outside Lord Jesus Christ, you're just an old dead something dying. Did you hear me? Outside of Lord Jesus Christ, we're just old dead something dying. And we'll die and die and continue to die, and one day we'll be dead. Amen? end up in hell. We'll just keep dying in hell and dying in hell, and all those things that we have, praise God, to keep gnawing at us even in hell. The Bible says in Revelation 21 that the wicked will be wicked still. Amen. In heaven, you'll be just as wicked because you ain't going to repent. There's no place for repentance in hell. No place that you can ask God to forgive you. Hey, we better do it this side of glory, praise God, because we've got to obtain, we've got to reach out and get the righteousness of God, what God has promised us, and we have the through grace and peace He gives us through it. Praise God that we can take the divine power that's been given to us, it's been offered to us, but if you don't take it, praise God, it's like that car, it'll sit down at the dealership and you'll never obtain it, you'll never get it, you'll never use it, you'll never have it, it'll not be available to you. But praise God, when you take and get a hold of Jesus and ask Him to come into your heart and allow Him to be the Lord of your life. Amen. He said He's give us all things, everything we need for life, amen, and godliness. That's life. That's life eternal. A life that we begin to live for Jesus. And we live forever. And one day in a little while He'll call us home. I believe God the Father is sitting up there on the throne. Jesus is sitting at His right hand, sitting on the edge of His throne tonight, today, just waiting for God the Father to say, "Son, go and get your bride and bring them home." I'm glad He's sitting there. And I believe He's just as anxious to come get us as we are to go. Amen. With expectation, praise God. All things, life and godliness. You say, "Preacher, how do you get that?" Through knowledge. Amen. Through the knowledge of Him. Through the knowledge of Him who hath called us to glory and virtue. Amen. He said, "Hey, listen." He said, "I want you to come up where I am." He said, "I want you to move up to where I am." He said, "I want you to be in a close relationship with me. I want to be able to reach out and touch you. I want to be able to direct you. I want to be able to love on you." Amen. You say, "Preacher, why would God do that?" Because He's our Heavenly Father. And that's what fathers do, praise God. They just love on their children. Amen. Praise God, He makes a difference. Ain't you glad He loves us no matter how we are? Amen. Now, let me just say that He don't approve of everything that we do. Hey, some things that He's not satisfied with, and He convicts us of those things. Amen. He shows you where you mess up. And it's up to us, you and me, to make things right with God. Every day we ought to be bound and say, "Lord, please forgive me, a sinner." Because the Bible said we've all sinned, come short of the glory of God. We transgressed, amen, the things of God. And we need to ask God to help us, amen, every day. Praise His name. So we see that He has offered us, called us to glory and virtue. He said, "Whereby are given unto us." Now watch this. He said, "Are given us." He say, "Hey, preacher, we can't go out and work for it. We can't get it. We can't make enough money to buy it." He said, "It's the gift of God." Amen. You can't buy the things of God. You can't buy righteousness. Amen. If we could, you know what we'd do? We'd save our money. We'd forget about everything else in this world. And we'd save up enough money to send us our children to righteous school, where they could grow up righteous, grow up perfect, amen, so that they could just ease on through this world and go to heaven. But it don't work that way. Because it's a gift of God. God gives us, praise God, His righteousness so that we can live for Him. He said, "It's given unto us exceeding great and precious promises." He said, "The promise we have are promises from God." Now, man makes you a promise. I make you a promise. I might not be able to fulfill that promise. Amen. Not that I didn't want to. Just not the ability's not there. But God says that He's given us not only promise, but great and exceeding promises. Promises that are beyond our reach. Hello? Take that home and gnaw on it a while, like a bone. Amen? Amen. Things that are beyond our reach, the help that God has for us, that's beyond our reach, that we can't even comprehend being able to get. God says, "Hey, listen, I've got exceeding great and precious promises." He said, "That are given unto us from God." He said, "That by these what? The exceeding great and precious promises that's given to you, you'd be partakers of a divine nature." Now, that's a holy nature. Amen? That's a nature that's from heaven. That's not an earthly nature. We need to be changing our nature. Amen. We need to get rid of this old earthly nature, and we need to be putting on a heavenly nature. Hello, somebody say, oh me. Amen. Praise God, we need to be putting on a divine nature. What is a divine nature? It's a nature like Christ. Amen. It's that perfect man. You know, preacher, we'll never be perfect. This world ain't no use even trying. Praise God, we can be with the help of the Lord Jesus Christ. We can do. We can choose to do right. We'll still mess up. We'll stumble, maybe. But praise God, He said if we'll trust in Him, that He'll keep us from falling. Amen. We stumble around this world. We try to do right and we try to do it with the Lord's help. And we stumble just like little children. The Father said, I'm there to catch you, praise God, to put you back up, clean you up, and send you off again. Amen. Praise God. Ain't you glad that He's like that? Praise His name. Without a doubt. But He said, he said we're part, might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption of the world through lust. Amen. We forget about what our desires are, and we look about what's pleasing to God. Hello? Amen. By our worldly lusts and what pleases God. Amen. It changes your character. It changes who you are. It gives you a new leash on life, praise God. Because we start putting others before ourselves. Hello? Amen. Are you here? Anybody hear me? We get rid of the lust. We get rid of self and we start thinking about others. We start putting others before we start loving on people the way we ought to. Praise God. And He said, besides this, giving all diligence. Now, without doubt, He said we got to put forth some effort. And that's what giving all diligence means, that we put forth an effort. Amen. That we love the Lord, praise God, because He first loved us. And we put forth the effort, praise God, that we can keep a growing closer and building that relationship with the Lord. You know why we can't have good relationships in the world? Because we don't have a good relationship with Christ. If we get a good relationship with Christ, we learn to love Him because He first loved us, we can begin to love each other the way we should. Amen. He begins to make the difference. He begins to take things out and put things in. He begins to make you look better to yourself. Amen. Hey, it's a long time. Brother Jeff, I'll just be honest, I didn't like that man that I was. Amen. That man that was trying to live inside me, praise God, wasn't the man that God would have to be there. So God had to come along, praise God, and I had to get on my face, and I had to weep and wail, praise God, and ask God to take that old man out of me and put a new man in. You know, what did He do, preacher? He took that old man out, He put a new man in. I'm not that person. Yeah, I'm not perfect. I'm not yet, praise God, but I'm not the man I'm going to be. Because as the little kids sing, He's still working on me. Amen. We're still a work in progress, Brother Robert. We're still somebody going somewhere, and God's got His hand on us. He's the potter. You're just the clay. Amen. Amen. Let me just say this. Let's stop right here. Let's pause for a second. I want to say you can be all that God wants you to be. Amen. Don't let the devil throw you a curve and deceive you and keep deceiving you that you can't do this and you can't do that. The Bible said I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. I don't have the power within myself. You don't have the power within yourself. But God Almighty through Jesus Christ and the Holy Ghost of God has power to turn you around. Amen. To circumvent your old emotions and your stature and your planning and your scheming and everything else you've been doing and turn you into a creature, a creation that's pleasing to God. Without a doubt. He's there to help you, amen? Without a doubt. You say, preacher, how to get it? By trusting in the Lord. Amen. Through faith. We got to have faith. Believe that when we can't, He can. Amen. When we can't, when you can't, He can. See, we're missing the whole boat. He said, if we pray, believe, and we shall receive. How many times do we pray? We'll breathe out some little prayer, but we don't believe it for a second. God, we'll breathe it out, we'll pray, we'll ask God, and we don't, amen. And before we get done praying, before we get up, if we even take the time to get down, hello? Amen. We're already worrying about it again. But he said, what we do, we pray and we put in God's hand. And so many of us, as I believe a Sunday night or a Wednesday night, we just begin to lift up our voices. We begin to bring our prayers, our supplications, and just say, oh God, would you please help this one and please help that one and help the other one. And praise God. But we got to believe that God Almighty, He loves those people just as much as we do. And He's there to be that ever-present help in the time of trouble because He said He would. Amen. God, there's so much of preaching this, I could preach all day and never get through. Amen. And I'm just preaching expository. I'm just preaching line upon line, precept upon precept. What God's got for you, pray. Hear the word of truth. This is truth, praise God. And loving the Lord and faith, believing on Jesus Christ makes a difference. Amen. In Hebrews back chapter 11, faith makes a difference. Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 5, it says, by faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, now watch this, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Amen. He said, in order to please God, he said, Enoch pleased God. And before he was translated out here, before God took him, Enoch, Bible says that Enoch, after years, after centuries, after generations, Enoch stood up and he said, you know what? You devils may go with the devil. You may walk with the world. But he said, I'm going to go with God. Amen. And said he began to walk with God. And one day, the Bible says that they was walking down the road and Jesus, and God said, you know what, Enoch? We're closer to my house than yours. Just go home with me. Amen. That's the way I look at it. That's the way I see it. And old Enoch was translated. He left out of here, praise God. He never tasted of death because he was living a life for God. He was looking unto the Father to come get him and take him home. Amen. And because of his faith. Amen. You know how what faith is? He believed the one he was walking with. Hello? He had faith in God. He said, but without faith, it's impossible to please Him, God. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is. You believe in God? Jesus said, you believe in God, believe also in me, John 14. He said, you believe in God, believe also in me. Because in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. But He said, I go to prepare a place. Now listen to me, for you. Amen. I go prepare a place. He said, if I go prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be. He said, you may be. If you'll come to me, if you'll follow me, if you'll trust in me, I've got a place for you. Amen. I've got a place for you. What's he talking about? He said, I've got a place out of the storm. I've got a place out of trials. I've got a place out of hardships. I've got a place where there's no more mountains to move. Do you ever feel like in your life that that every time you turn around, there's just a big old mountain there in front of you, and you got to figure out how to get to the other side? Amen. You either got to go over it, or you got to move it. But Jesus said, praise God, if we have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, be removed and cast in the depths of the sea, and praise God, it's gone. Amen. Every one of us today have got mountains before us. We've got those things that we have to traverse and try to get over and around. But he said, if we'll have faith to believe God, God can take those mountains out of the way. Amen. Through faith, believing and trusting in Him, giving all diligence to seek Him, praise God, while He might be found. Amen. So He gives us a blessed hope, praise God, without a doubt in the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, he goes on in verse 5 and he says, and besides this, giving all diligence. That's putting forth that effort. Amen. That's putting forth the effort, praise God, to do that. That's right. He said, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue. That virtue, you know, virtue, it's a voluntary obedience. Amen. That's what virtue is. It's a voluntary. Everybody look at me for a second. It's a voluntary obedience to God. Now, voluntary comes when you step out front and you say, okay, Lord, here am I. Now, it's not like when he is in the military, Brother Junior. And everybody's lined up and they asked for a volunteer and everybody stepped backwards but you. Amen. See, that's not volunteering. That's being volunteered. See, I believe in the world that we live in today, there's a whole lot of people that's being volunteered for this and that and the other, praise God, but they're not making their, we're not making ourselves available to God. And we run and we struggle and we strive, but we can't have and we can't figure out why. But he said, when we do all diligence, when we put forth the effort, when we do it with virtue, with voluntary obedience. Voluntary, what are we obeying? By the way, what are we obeying when we talk about God and godliness and living right? What are we obeying? The truth. It's voluntary obedience to the truth. That's what virtue is. Moral, upright, those things that's good, those things that line up with God's words. Amen? That's what makes a difference. And if it don't, we need to chunk it, get rid of it, throw it away, disregard it. Amen? Put it in the garbage so we can go with God. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's right. That's fact. But he said, add to your faith virtue. He said, in other words, he said, we can't do it by ourselves, but he said, through faith, through your faith, through my faith, praise God, we can begin to have a voluntary obedience to God. So we begin to pray and ask God all those little old things, and so he said that he takes them away from us. Amen. That we disregard and we can't keep. The Bible says that if we ain't careful, we run back to him like a dog to his vomit. You know, that's one of the nicest things there is. Old dog will get sick and he'll upchuck. He'll run around and wag his tail. If you ain't careful, he'll run up and lick you in the face. And then he'll go back to that vomit and lap it up. Amen. That's about the nicest thing ever was. Why do we do it then? Why do people do that? Why do we go and run back and we do those things that repulse us and we regurgitate them out and we come back and we partake of them again? God says it's not meant for God's people to do that. He said we come and repent of it and we go on for God's glory, hallelujah, without any doubt that there's a God of heaven through faith that's going to minister to us and help us to do better. Amen. Praise God. Now don't get quiet on me. This is a shouting message this morning. Amen. We ought to be a shout, glory, hallelujah. I believe in the Lord. I trust God. Amen. I'm through faith. Believe He's able. Amen. Praise God when nobody else can. So add to your faith at virtue. That's that voluntary obedience to the truth. He said, and to virtue knowledge. Amen. So what is truth? That's spiritual knowledge. Amen. So he said, at voluntary obedience to the knowledge of what? Well, Mr. Fauci said it, so we better believe that. Mr. Fauci, you better not believe Mr. Fauci. Amen. You better believe God. Amen. We better trust in the Lord, praise God, because He's made us some exceeding great precious promises, and He's the only one that can fulfill those. And when we diligently seek those, when we long and desire to have them, praise God, God will begin to give them to us through faith. Amen. There's nothing too hard for God. Man, you say, preacher, you believe it? I'm just dumb enough to believe. I'm smart enough to believe it. There's nothing too hard for God when we in faith believe. Amen. He said we need to add that knowledge to virtue knowledge and to knowledge temperance. Amen. When we get faith, he said through our faith we get the virtue. He said through our faith we get the knowledge. He said when we get the knowledge, he said we get self-control. Amen. Self-control. That's what temperance is. When we learn to control ourselves. I've told you, James said we need to listen twice and speak once. We need to be self-controlled, amen. The Bible says, and the Bible says the tongue's unruly evil. He said, who can tame it? Let me tell you who can tame it. Jesus can. Jesus can tame it, praise God. He can put a harness and a saddle on it, praise God. He can control it. Praise the Lord. That temper has self-control that God gives us. He said in that temperance, he said, is patience. Amen. That patience that we need, praise God. To endure the temptations, to endure the trials, to endure the hard. I will say everything we face is just a test. Everything this world has is just a test. And we either pass it or we fail it with the help of the Lord. Amen? We either pass it or fail. There's no middle ground. We pass or we fail with the help of the Lord. He said, and the temperance, patience, and the patience, godliness. Amen. That patience is just enduring without complaining. Amen. That patience is just being in the will of God, seeking the will of God, desiring the goodness of God. Amen. He said, and the patience, godliness, that godlikeness. It said, when we take faith, Peter says, when we take faith and we build upon God and we build upon the Lord Jesus Christ, he said, God gives us the ammunition that we need to fight the devil, to come out and persevere in this world that we live in. Praise God. And he said, the godliness, brotherly kindness. Now, that brotherly kindness, is that just being considerate? Consideration of others. Amen. Being considerate to brothers and sisters, being considerate to family, being considerate to lost people. When we just consider that they're lost. Amen. They don't know no better. Amen. We become considerate to them. Amen. And the brotherly kindness, charity. Now that's love in action. So this thing comes full circle with the help of the Lord. And he says, without a doubt, praise God, we have these things. He said, for if these things be in you. Amen. Now that be in you literally means that's the basis. Okay? But Charles, that means that's the foundation that we're building upon. These things. These virtues. Amen. These virtues, this knowledge, this wisdom, this temperance, this patience, the godliness, the kindness, and the charity. He said, that's a foundation. He said, if you build upon anything else, praise God, it's a wrong foundation. Amen? What kind of foundation do you have this morning? Can you say without a doubt that you're building upon the sound foundation of the Lord? Because he said, for if these things be in who? You. Now we look around, I said before, we can look around and say, point at other people and say, boy, yeah, you. But we need to look at ourselves. That person that we dress up in the mirror every morning. Amen. We ought to ask ourselves, are these principles in us? The principles of Christ likeness. Amen. Today and the day and hour we live. Amen. Praise God. He said, for if these things be in you. Now watch this. He says, and abound. Now that word abound means to fill up. It means to take over. Hello? I think there's a whole lot of stuff in us that's filled us up and taken us over. But it ain't nowhere near godliness. Amen. It's other things. And we get caught up in it. And I know it. We all do. But he said, we got to be careful. He said, if these things, if these principles be in us and they abound, they make up who you are. Amen. They make you who you are. They fill you up. They take you over. Now, if something fills you up and takes you over, amen, then there's no room for anything else. See, the devil would like to control us. But he can't if we're full of godliness, amen. We're full of virtue. We're full of the sustaining factors that God gives. A great exceeding great and precious promises God's made us. Amen. Without a doubt, this is who we are. He said, they make you. Amen. It makes you. Makes you who you are. It builds you up, praise God. It puts you on a foundation. It makes you who God would have you to be. Without Him, we can do nothing. They make you. And He said, if they make you, if these things are in you, He said, if they, what your makeup is. See, we got to evaluate ourselves this morning. Amen. See where we're at and where we'd like to be. Because He said, if they be in you and they make you, He said, you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful. Amen. Amen. He said, if these what make you up, he said, you won't be barren. He said, you won't be unfruitful. He said, you'll be productive. We'll be producing fruit. See, we're not supposed to judge one another, but the Bible says we're supposed to be fruit inspectors. Amen. And if there's fruit that's bad, praise God, you got to get rid of it. Amen. Hey, if they stings, it's bad. We got to get rid of it because it'll contaminate the whole vessel. Hello? I'm talking to the church today. I went out to the Ken house the other day and we had some winter squash. And they'd been there all winter. They were winter squash and this is spring. Need I say more? And when I opened the Ken house door, I smelled something. Men? And when I got to looking in a little vessel, there was a couple of them had done fermented. Amen? They were pretty ripe. So what I had to do, I had to get them and get them out of there. And then when I got to looking, there's another and that was started. And so I could have left that one, but I said, no, it's already started. I'm going to get it out of there. See, that's what God wants to do for you and us. Praise God. He wants us to get rid of that old rotten stuff out of us, praise God, so that the fruit can survive, so we can be fruitful, so we can be of use to someone else. See, those that was rotten wasn't no good. They couldn't help it. Hey, might have made us sick if we eat them. Amen? Cause you to go down instead of up. Cause you to decrease instead of increase. But the Lord said He don't want you to be barren or unfruitful. He wants you to be, praise God, idle and inactive. He wants you to be producing. He said, if you lack these things, He said, if these virtues be in you, without a doubt, well, you know for a fact, these virtues are in you. We're praying that, God, this is what makes me up. He said, there won't be no problems. He said, it'll cause you to be fruitful. But verse number 9 says, But he that lacketh these things is blind. You realize that without virtue and without knowledge, without temperance, without patience, without godliness, without kindness and charity, you're blind. You can't see. You're just like a blind man that's groping along, trying to expect everybody else to help you along the way. But I won't say there's a God of heaven said if you'll trust in Him, pray God and believe on Him, He'll lead you through this world. He'll bring you up out of the darkness. Glory, hallelujah. He'll bring you up and He'll bring you out and He'll give you your sight and you can see Jesus for who He is and you can shout and praise and give Him glory. Amen. Now it's the house of God. He's but if you lack these things, He's blind. Cannot see you far off. Amen. He's just looking up close all the time. Amen. Praise God, you can't see afar off and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. A child of God has been saved, born again, amen. But praise God, we're purged. Those old sins got to be gone. Got to get rid of them. You can't go back and pick them up again. Amen. You've got to ask God to forgive you. If your sin, cover it with the blood, praise God. Purge you of those sins. But now listen to what he says. Amen. He says, wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and your election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly unto the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Doubt blinds you. It blinds you to the things that's right with God. Praise God. But he says, if we'll exercise our faith, that's what he's talking about, giving all diligence. He said, whether brethren, he's talking to those born-again believers, he said, extra, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. He said, we have to exercise our faith. In other words, he said, we got to make it our business to trust in God, to believe in God, and to work at being pleasing to God. I don't care if I'm pleased to the world or not. I like to be thought of as a good person. But I want to be thought of as somebody that loves the Lord Jesus Christ and looking for His soon appearing. Because He's coming, praise God, and I'm looking for Him. And He said we have to make our calling and election. He said that has to be an exercise. It has to be a constant effort. We just can't practice being Christians on Sunday morning. We can't just practice being Christians on Sunday night or Wednesday night. We have to practice being Christians, Christ-like, praise God, all week long. That means we got to start listening to what we say. Amen? We got to start watching what we do. We've got to start being careful where we go. Got to be careful who we hang out with. Amen? Got to be careful what we listen to. Got to be careful what we talk about. Amen? Praise God. Got to be careful what we watch. Got to be very careful. He said, wherefore, the brethren, give diligence Amen. Put forth that conscious effort. Make it an exercise every day. Now, I know the Bible says exercise profiteth little, but it profits little. Amen. But little's much when God's in it. Amen. So when we start working out for God, amen, we'll work out for everything else. We'll work out because we're getting fat. Amen. We'll work out because we're getting where we can't breathe when we climb a set of stairs. We work, but we won't work out. We won't put forth any effort for God. Amen. There's got to be a change in that. Exercise, praise God. That continuance in serving the Lord. That continuance, praise God. Diligence to make your call and election sure. Amen. Sure in yourself. Amen. See, what do you mean, Pastor? We need to be showing ourselves. Now listen to me. We need to be showing ourselves. Now, you can try to show the world. We can put on a big old charade and show the world all kinds of who we are. Amen. I might see you for an hour or 2 hours or 3 hours a week. Boy, you could, and you might have me believing that you're just a saint just ready to fly away. But it's that every day that we stand before the Lord, amen, that needs to be observed. But he said, make your calling and election sure. He said, within yourself. He said, we need to look within ourselves and see if what we're doing, what you're doing, what I'm doing is pleasing to God, pleasing to the Lord. If the Lord looked down on us and said, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Or if the Lord looked down and said, amen. I can't like that. Amen. A child of God, he convicts you. But he said, do all diligence. What's the brethren? Give all diligence. Give diligence to make your calling and election sure. Your faith, your election, your calling. Amen. For if you do so, do these things, you shall never fall. Amen. He said, praise God, God will be there with you. And as you go along, he said, you may stumble because of a certain sinful world and because of that inner man that we are. But praise God, he said, God will catch you. He'll help you up and he'll clean you up. And we say, Lord, please forgive me an old sinner. You put your feet back on that foundation, that basis, amen, for what we believe. These things that he said that are in you, that they make you who God would have you to be, that you need to be fruitful or barren. And Peter said, we need to know these things. See, Peter's writing like Paul did to 2 Timothy. He said, this is the last time I've got to tell you. I want to bring to your remembrance, amen, these things. And if they're in you, praise God, without a doubt, he said, then you're a child of God. He said, it's been told to you. He said, we've told you. He said, it's not fables. He said, these are not old wise tales that we're telling you. Amen. He said, this ain't things that we've made up. He said, we tell you about the Lord Jesus Christ, and we tell you about his transfiguration, and we tell you about seeing him, praise God, up on the mountain. But he said, we've got a more sure word of prophecy than that. He said, we were eyewitnesses of it. But he said, we've got the word of God that says, this is who God is and this is who you can be if you come without a doubt, believing upon the Lord, trusting in him, praise God, to make that difference in your life. Paul said that we have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that you take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, unto the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. Amen. He said, God said it, and if God said it, he meant it, and if God meant it, he said it all through the book. And he said, he's telling us here, he said, if we'll seek the Lord, he said, if we'll give all diligence to trust in the Lord, amen, without a doubt, he said, God save us and keep us and he'll help us. But listen, youngins, we can't have no doubt in our hearts. These virtues, these things that God tells us about, this voluntary obedience, starting with a voluntary obedience to God, he said, that's where it starts. And it's through faith in Jesus Christ and the Father, through the Holy Spirit, that we begin to live that virtuous life with virtue, with the promises that God gives us, the virtue, the knowledge, the temperance, the patience, the godliness, the kindness, and the charity. that make you who you are. Ask you a question this morning. As Miss Susie comes to the piano, Brother Jeff, you'll get us a song. Ask you a question in closing this morning. They said, the Bible says in verse number, Peter says, if these be in you, they make you. Ask you a question. Is there anything that's missing? Anything missing in you? Amen. What about that virtue? Have you a voluntary obedience to God? Trying to do right to the best of your ability? I think we failed on that, haven't we? Come short. Do we have that knowledge? We're seeking the knowledge so we can do better. Probably failed on that too. He said, do you have temperance? Self-control. Oh, we're lacking on that, aren't we? We're not maintaining self-control with the help of the Lord. He said, do we have patience? Able to endure the temptations, able to endure without complaining. You're saying, Lord, you know, I know you're here with me because you said you would be, and believe in it. He said, when patience, he said, God, it's a God-likeness. Are you trying every day to be more like Christ? More like your Savior?